Don was understandably nervous, and Ed was chewing at the bit. Each had his special reason for anxiety. When Ed finally did lead him into the basement of the Hoover, Don felt his stomach contracting. He knew that he was going to meet some of the fellows he had seen in the past few weeks. What would his reaction be? What would their reaction be to him? Just before they entered the room, Don hesitated. "Don't be nervous, Don. It's only a bunch of men who are just as wild as we are. There's nothing to be afraid of. You'll love them all, and they'll love you. I know it." Ed used his own key, and the door opened as Don gulped. There was a low haze of cigarette smoke hanging over the room. It seemed as though he were stepping into hell, for the entire room was illuminated by pink bulbs which created a rosy glow. The group of men turned to look interestedly at them. Don glanced about nervously. He recognized all of them, every last one. But his biggest shock was seeing his boss there, the man who had hired him and who could fire him. He was greatly surprised to see Christopher Engers, the distinguished silver-haired head of the vice squad. He was a tall man, which only added to his impressiveness. He smiled benevolently at Don, which only increased his nervousness. Don felt Ed's arm slip about his waist, and it was a little reassuring. He felt himself steered over to the desk where Christopher Engers sat, drinking a cocktail and chatting with a small group of men. "I've decided to sponsor someone, Chris," Ed said. Don was surprised to hear Ed address his superior by his first name, but upon reflection, he decided that the familiarity was not out of place if they were both members of a sex club. "Good," Inger smiled at him. "Couldn't have picked a better initiate. Of course, you told me that you thought he might be one of us the first day he applied."
"Yes, Chris, and he's a hot one.
I trust he's worked out well."
"Couldn't have asked for a better lay."
Don felt uncomfortable. The two men were discussing him as though he were a lump of meat, a product that a satisfied customer was lauding. Then, too, he was conscious of the eyes of the other men. They were all looking at him now. He had stopped conversing among themselves and were concentrating on the newcomer, the strange piece which had just come into their midst.
"I think the meeting can now come to order," Ed said. "We're all present and accounted for. We're all here to we'll all prepare to meet the newcomer and greet him and bid him welcome."
Don heard the sound of zippers being worked. One by one, the men approached him, their cocks out of their pants. He felt Ed's hand undoing his own zipper and reaching into his pants. The hand pulled out Don's cock, and Ed whispered into his ear,
"Take their cocks into your hand, and they'll do the same to you. It's our way. It's like shaking hands, but more intimate."
Don did as he was told, taking the cock of each man who approached him and feeling his hand grasping his own flaccid tool. After the fourth man, he felt his cock begin to fluff out, becoming semi-erect. The last man to approach him was Christopher Engers. Don noticed that he had a marvelous cock for a man his age. He knew that he must be in his 60s, but just how old he was, no one seemed to know. Don felt slightly uncomfortable during their mutual feeling, but only because he knew the man was his direct superior.
"Now, remove your clothes," Ed said.
Don looked at him worriedly.
"Don't worry, I'm right here with you. I'm going to take mine off right along beside you."
He smiled reassuringly. Don began self-consciously to remove his clothing, and one of the men thoughtfully provided him with a wadded hanger. There was the tinkling sound of glassware as more drinks were poured and a phonograph began to play softly. Then he was down to his shorts. Don felt his face flush. He looked up and found the men looking at him. Their cocks were still out of their flies, and most of them were fluffed up. Ed was by now completely nude. His cock was quivering into a semi-erection. Ed saw Don's nervousness and walked up beside him so that his cock brushed Don's thigh.
"Let me take off the panties, baby."
Ed smiled, and tucking his fingers into the elastic, stripped the jockey shorts down. Don stepped out of them, and Ed hung the shorts into a corner.
"You won't be needing these anymore."
Then, to Don's surprise, Ed embraced him and kissed him on the mouth. Don had never been kissed by another man before an audience. He could feel the blood rush to his face. Ed's hands were spreading his buttocks, and he felt him apply the lubricant with a finger. He must have dipped it into it before they kissed, he thought. He could detect a slight murmur in the room as Ed's finger worked on his anus. Ed left him to a small, low couch, not more than a foot high from the floor. Ed sat down and stretched his legs wide.
"Turn around and sit on my cock," Ed ordered.
Don faced away from Ed, toward the audience, and began to seat himself upon his partner. The low couch was a problem, but he felt Ed's hand on both of his hips guiding and helping him. He felt the rounded head of the penis touch his anus as he lowered slightly.
It began to sink in, parting the lips which only a week before had been virginal. He lowered himself slowly, so slowly that his legs began to tremble with strain. Finally, he sank down completely and felt his gut filled. He leaned back against Ed and felt the arms go about his torso. Ed spread his legs wide. "Let them see, baby. Let them see everything." Don felt his body shiver with pleasure. He hadn't anticipated any exhibitionistic impulses in himself, and he was slightly enjoying having the other men watching. He knew that they could clearly see Ed's dick up his ass, and he loved it. The men began to remove their own clothes. Don watched and noticed that very few of them wore any underclothing at all. Everyone, without exception, was very handsome, which did not at all surprise him, for most of the squad men were hand-picked for just that reason. Handsome face and beautiful cock, all the prerequisites of a male whore. Soon they were all nude. One of the men approached them, and Don watched his genitals sway as he walked. "Each one will come up to us," Ed whispered in his ear. "You'll take his cock in your mouth and suck it for a short while. Then he'll come down and kiss you." Don nodded. A very large, tall man approached them. Don didn't even know his name, but as the fellow stood between his and Ed's spread legs, he leaned forward slightly to place his genitals close to Don's mouth. Don took the dick and sucked, conscious of Ed's head nearby, eyes glittering as they watched his mouth and lips work on the cock. Then the man slipped his penis out of Don's mouth, bent downward, and planted a wet kiss there. Don felt the man's large tongue snake its way into his mouth, where it touched the sides of his cheeks and wandered over his teeth. "Welcome to the club, brother," the man winked as he stopped kissing. Don nodded, his head swollen with passion. The man then leaned forward and planted another wet kiss on Ed's lips. "Hi, Ed. Swell piece. Thanks for bringing in some fresh meat." One by one, the men came forward and the activity was repeated. Don saw the two men he'd met in the Hoover observation room. There were several others whom he'd seen in various men's rooms about town, but he hadn't been with them long enough to know all of them very well. Even Christopher Ingers presented himself, and Don took him into his mouth, all the while fascinated by the triangle of silver pubic hair. After Don had paid obeisance, Ingers' meat found its way into Ed's mouth, and Don could watch him for a change. Then the boss kissed him lightly on the cheek and moved away. Then someone had come before them, and there was a brilliant flash. Don's eyes stung, and he was momentarily blinded. "Just an insurance policy, baby," Ed's voice whispered. "That's so you'll never talk. A picture of you with a cock up your ass goes into the safe. There's one of each of us, and every one of us, so that there's no danger of squealing. Understand?" Don nodded. He didn't care anymore. The feel of Ed's dick in his bowels, Ed's hands fondling his genitals, and the taste of every cock in the room had left him intoxicated. What was one little picture, after all? Not much compared to what he was doing. He lay back against Ed, feeling the perspiration roll down their bodies. Ed's lips were kissing him on the neck and shoulder. Someone had thoughtfully placed a saucer of lubricant on the sofa within Ed's reach, and Don felt him apply a spoonful to his throbbing penis. The lubricant felt cold and caused him to shudder, but the grasping hand warmed it in no time. "They want to see you come, baby," Ed whispered, his hand massaging fervently. Don moaned in delight. The pleasure of the penile massage was enhanced by the pressure of Ed's hard dick against his prostate gland. He could feel himself contract and grip the penis every so often whenever the sensations got wilder, and this, in turn, had the effect of intensifying the pleasure even more. "You've got a snapping one tonight," Ed muttered. "I knew you'd love it, Don. Enjoy it." Through the haze of cigarette smoke, Don noticed the silver-haired Ingers seated at his desk, watching the copulation intensely through a small pair of opera glasses. His silver hair picked up the pink glow from the light bulbs, giving him a satanic appearance. The feel of a warm, wet mouth engulfing his testicles caused him to look downward between his spread legs. He could see the hair of the head which was pleasuring him, but he did not know the identity of the man. "He likes nuts, baby," Ed whispered. The mouth traveled around as much of Don's buttocks as were accessible, and then engulfed Ed's nuts, causing a sigh to emanate from him. Then Don felt the mouth sucking at the base of Ed's cock and wetly communing with the connected organs. The mouth continued to make this trip between the testicles of the two men, always pausing at the junction in the middle. The sensation of these physical activities, plus the stimulation of the audience, caused Don to lose all inhibition. He moaned loudly. Then he moaned even louder when he felt a mouth on each foot, tenderly kissing his insteps and toes. The toes were engulfed and gently suckled, moistly cleansed by warm, wet tongues.
Just when he was beginning to feel the liquid fire rise from his groin to the base of his penis, Ed's hand stopped.
"Let's make it last, baby. Give him a good show. Knock him dead," Ed whispered.
Don's head was lying on Ed's shoulder now. He didn't care. Let it last. He didn't care if he never had a climax. It was too wonderful. But then, Don's hand started massaging again. Don closed his eyes in pleasure, aware that two men had seated themselves on the couch, one on each side of him. His hands were grasped and kissed, then directed toward their groins. He grasped both cocks, one in each hand. The contrast was fabulous. The one on his left was circumcised and had a mushroom head, while the one on his right had foreskin, which made the cock wonderfully pliant. His right hand toyed with the folds of skin, retracting it and exploring the head, and then letting it cover once more. He then tickled the nipple formed by the many-folded flesh. He grasped both dicks tightly and enjoyed their hardness. Don realized now what Ed had meant. He understood how such a thing as this could become so ingrained in the individual that he could require it. It was obvious that this had already happened to Ed. He knew why Ed had said he'd rather die than get out of the club. And he also knew with a little tinge of sorrow that it meant that Ed would forever be shared. He would have to share him with this group. Ed would never turn back now to ordinary modes of sexual expression. But for the moment, the wildly sucking mouths on various parts of his body, the massaging hand on his penis, the feel of the dick up his ass, and the stimulation of the other stout dicks in his hand didn't allow him much time for reflection. The guy on his left was kissing his cheek now, and in his fervor, Don turned his head to meet him and offered his mouth and tongue. His tongue was seized and sucked. The mouth traveled about his face, gently biting his chin or his ear. "Hot, motherfucker, baby, you are hot," the man whispered. Then Don felt the approaching orgasm. He moaned, and the mouth continued kissing his lips, sucking for his tongue whenever it ventured forth long enough to be trapped and captured. He felt himself coming, the seed rising from the base of his cock to the tip from whence it burst forth in snowy white geyser. Don screamed, and the mouth covered his entirely, sucking strongly. He felt his semen spurting onto his belly and chest, but the mouths continued working on his feet and his testicles. Ed's hand continued to massage longer than was necessary, as though it wanted to wring the utmost pleasure out of it. Through exhaustion, Don slumped against Ed's torso, still feeling his hand gripping his penis. Then, the mouths, which had formerly devoted themselves to his feet and testes, now descended in a rush upon his chest, abdomen, and flanks, claiming the seed as their reward, sharing the libation. Don felt a wet mouth cleansing his penis, licking the hand which had massaged him. All through the ordeal, and it was an ordeal, for the sensations were unbearable following climax, Don tightly squeezed the two cocks in his hands. He felt as limp as yesterday's dish rag as the men began to draw away. Don looked around at the sex-charged room. The other men were completely nude and erect. Some were fondling themselves, but with an obvious reluctance to experience the climax. Retardation of the orgasm seemed to be the in thing. Ed's arms were still around his torso, and Don felt himself gently turned over on his stomach. Never for one second did Ed's cock come out of his asshole. Don felt himself comfortably settled, and Ed seemed at home atop his back. Then Ed began gentle pelvic motions, sending his dick surging in and out of Don's ass. Don felt the stimulation was almost too much to take, but he made a determined effort to withstand it for the sake of Ed's satisfaction. "Let's see you scramble your eggs, buddy," a voice said, the voice of the man who had sat on his left. Ed was moaning now. Don couldn't see anything from this prone position, but he later learned that while Ed was engaged in coital movements, the mouths had turned to stimulating him, worshipping his feet and toes while one mouth adored his testicles. It took Ed only 2 minutes to come, and he did with a burst of loud exclamations and a string of obscenities. Don felt the wild expansion of the penis deep in his gut as it spat out the fluid. Then the mouths kissed and licked most of the perspiration from Ed's back, thighs, and buttocks, cleansing them, to shudder as he lay breathing heavily upon Don's back. He had bitten Don's neck and had almost drawn blood. Don was later to learn that his initiation was looked upon as one of the hottest, most supercharged they had ever witnessed as a group. He was spoken of in hushed tones for the agreeableness he had shown during the orgiastic activities, and thus found himself completely accepted in every way.